Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Friday, May 20th, 2022. You know, a lot of headlines, a lot of things happen over the course of 24 hours. And there's a difference, in my view anyway, if you're tuning into this program. There's a difference in just popping off headlines or really deep dive into things. And I think too many platforms have a tendency just to kind of focus on the headlines and then just make a slight dive into the content. And frankly, you know, I don't know. I wrestle with this. I guess this is my message. I wrestle. How deep should we go? For example, you know, the news from yesterday is still relevant today. The news from last week is still relevant, just as, for example, the elections from November 3rd, the presidential elections, it's still relevant because they're still, stolen elections, as Steve Bannon says, they have consequences. And we're still showing the fact that, or attempting to not convince, but to be allowed to present evidence that the election was stolen. For example, 2,000 mules. If you haven't seen that 2,000 mules, if you haven't seen that, you really need to see that, because that gives an in-depth report on the trafficking. And you know, one of the spoilers or spoiler alert from that is the finding based on the aggregation of cell phone geospatial location data of the mules used to harvest ballots. 10% of those people were involved in the Antifa riots in months prior. Now think about that for a second. So none of this is organic. It has to be controlled from somewhere. So is there a number in the phone book? I don't know if their phone, people say, what's a phone book? But is there a number there where you can call, steal an election or destroy a country, destroy a nation, destroy the United States? Is there a phone number you can call? It's done, of course, through social media networking in that regard. And of course, that's why the Ministry of Truth or the Disinformation Governance Board was formed. And it lasted, I think CNN Plus lasted a little bit longer than the Ministry of Truth, right? I'm not sure. It's pretty close in terms of the lifespan of the Ministry of Truth or the Disinformation Governance Board with Scary Poppins at the helm and CNN Plus. But see, the reason I bring this up too is because I think the grassroots effort to mock, using the Alinsky rules to mock the existence of that and to mock, you know, Nina Jankowicz and to pressure the elected, our elected representatives, even though, look, we have a broken government, but it still sometimes works when you put the force against them. May the force be with you. So we can still enact change through force, pressure on the people who are writing the checks and making the appointments. In some cases, we can. We're faced right now with this unconstitutional unilateral powers for the Chinese compromised WHO puppet, Tedro, to declare public health emergencies. That's still a thing. But I know that through pressure, we can at least make our voices heard. Now, whether or not that changes anything, you know, I can't tell you. I like the saying that, you know, the job or the actions are up to us. What happens is up to God. That's we do our best, right? That's kind of the way I look at it. And, you know, yesterday Steve Quayle was on, and in fact, the first segment of the program yesterday, in case you didn't catch it, Tina and Eric from the Satellite Phone Store were on talking about bivy sticks and where they would come in handy, and that's pretty much every place. And the fact that, at least my open, you know, no one's going to come and save us. We are on our own. So to me, sitting back here, and again, I've been, this is kind of my theme of the week. We need to really have a plan to survive, number one, to survive, but number two, to be able to fight against the powers of darkness. Because I don't think there are going to be any spectators in this fight. You're going to get run over. You're going to get, you know, taken out if you choose to be a spectator. Now, again, your role in this fight is going to be up to you. What you can do, what you're trained to do, what you can do, you know, I mean, physically and mentally and such. But we as Christians, I think, and as Christian conservatives, and I use the word conservatives in that phrase, not as political conservatives, more moral conservatives, legal conservatives. I don't know how else to really define that or break that down. But the fact is, you and I are accountable to God, our actions, right? Look, I'm not a minister. I'm not a preacher. I'm just an investigator with sitting behind a microphone at this moment until I'm not anymore. And trying to map out a plan of action to combat against this world takeover that we're facing. So one of the things too, in addition, and I want to make this point up front too, I think what we're going to be seeing here in the short term, you're going to be seeing new lockdowns based on new pandemics or plandemics or scamdemics or whatever they put out there, whether it's monkeypox or smallpox or a tweaked version of monkeypox or some sort of airborne Ebola kind of stuff. Look, I don't know what it is, but they already, you know, look, they said this is going to be a way of life. And of course, we are turning over our sovereignty to the UN, as I mentioned just moments ago. This new unilateral power for the CHICOM compromised WHO to declare public emergencies over our country. And even if you haven't seen this, boy, you even have mayors of certain cities in the United States, including, for example, Los Angeles, dealing directly with the United Nations and the WHO. Did you know that? I'm just saying, my research has taken me down to that level where you're seeing this direct and really unconstitutional move with these mayors actually making plans with the United Nations and the World Health Organization. I think there's like a dozen cities right now that are significant, and they're doing that. So we have to fight against this. We cannot allow this to happen. But getting back to Scary Poppins, the fact is we used some nitty-gritty down-in-the-dirt fighting, right? Street fighting. I think we did. From the Alinsky playbook, what the left does. Mock, scorn, ridicule. You know, Nina Jankowicz. I'm not saying threaten them. I'm not saying, you know, because obviously she got death threats and all that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying make your voices heard in a legal and logical and articulate manner, especially to the people who are supposedly representing you, and make your voices heard. This week, end the week, you know, on election day, I had a conversation with my state congressman, okay? And I made my voice, I made my opinions known. Now, did it matter? I don't know. But if others like me did the same thing, you know what? I think it might matter. So here's what I'm saying. We need to be on guard for everything that's coming in and kind of collapsing around us, because this is a takedown of the United States, as I said yesterday. This is a controlled demolition, as I've been saying for so long. They're coming after your food. They're coming after your water. They've come after your food and water. They're coming after your ability to travel by way of either a passport or taking away your ability to buy gas or diesel. And wait until the trucks stop running. Oh, you think it's bad now. Wait until there's no diesel. Or wait until there's no affordable diesel. And that's the plan. That is the plan. What you're seeing is all the headlines. You're seeing the plans unfold. All right. I kind of want to give a celebratory, a little bit of a celebratory insight into the fact that Scary Poppins more or less admits that the Disinformation Governance Board was shut down because of disinformation. You see the irony in this, but also the fact that this woman is running scared. Now, when I say shut down or on pause, so to speak, she already tendered her resignation. If you think that the government is going to kind of give up on this, no, they're reformatting this without Scary Poppins, without Jankiewicz. But here's Jankiewicz. Take a look at this video. Here's Jankiewicz on MSNBC. And I guess Cry Me a River? I don't know. Go ahead and Eric the Tech, ready for the weekend, brother? You ready? Are you ready, young man? Yeah? Oh, okay. What do you cross? You cross the room from the mic? That's all right. All right. So watch this, folks.
I have watched this happen multiple times in my public life career. Van Jones, when he was at a position in the White House, who was run out of office because he'd signed some petition, and Shirley Sherrod, who was a officer of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who said something wildly taken out of context. Like, what was the experience of being the focal point of this sort of like massive frenzy like over the last few weeks?
Well, it was really overwhelming, Chris. I mean, frankly, you know, I have prided myself over my career of being a really nuanced, reasonable person. Again, as I said, I've briefed and advised both Republicans and Democrats. I admire some of the steps that the Trump administration even took to combat disinformation, including Senator Rob Portman and his bills against deepfakes and, you know, funding the Global Engagement Center at the State Department. So to say that I'm just a partisan actor was wildly out of context. And then beyond that, it wasn't just, you know, these mischaracterizations of my work, but it was death threats against my family. Over the last 3 weeks, I have maybe had one or two days I didn't report a violent threat, something like, we're coming for you and your family. You and your family should be sent to Russia to be killed. Encouragement of me to commit suicide. All of those have been forwarded to the Department of Homeland Security's security services. And, you know, that's not something that is American. That is not how we should be acting when we have disagreements about policy in this country. I think we need to learn how to be adults in the room. And I don't have time for that childishness. I'm not going to let it silence me. I'm going to go forward and continue building awareness about this threat in the future.
All right, Nina Jankiewicz. Right. Very sorry.
All right. Here's my takeaway from that. I mean, death threats aside, and, you know, that to me is like a normal weekday here, right? Because we get those. But that aside, disagreements over policy. Policy disagreements, policy differences. No, that's not what this is. This is a difference in ideology. And that's a lot different than a difference in policy. A difference in ideology, and I want you to think about that phrase, because what we have here on one side are American-hating, communist-loving, globalist-loving, Birkenstock wearing psychopaths. I don't know how else to describe it. Globalists like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. You can even toss Elon Musk into that. I don't know. Grimes, Elon's other, significant other. What we're seeing here right now is just this massive formation of sides being really put against one another. And the ideologies of this. So important. The fact that we cannot share a common table with these people. Judicial candidates, for example, being asked, and I'll show this in a minute, being asked, what's a woman? And the candidate, the candidate being screened, says, well, you know, whatever the person identifies. And can a man get pregnant? Oh, sure, yeah. When you have that ideology in place or that level of thought, how do you counter that with logical argument? You can't. When you have 135, it came out this week, 135 teachers arrested across the United States so far this year for sex crimes against children. How do you combat that level of evil sitting at a table? You can't. How do you combat or fight against the ideology that a boy or girl at age 10, 11, 12, 13 can make the decisions that are required in order to have like a sex change operation? There was a doctor recently bragging about, on one of the videos I saw, bragging about, we consult with, 11, 12, 13-year-old adolescents. And, sure, I've performed trans surgery on these people. How do you fight that in the normal, rational realm? You can't. That's my opinion. You can't fight that. We have nothing in common with these people. How do you fight, again, 2 million plus illegals coming across the southern border? This is an invasion. And to those who say it's not, it's just, this compassionate migration. How do you fight against that? How do you fight against that? That's not a policy disagreement. That's a deep-rooted ideological disagreement. And that's what this is. That's what this war is about. But again, we can cover that at that level, but it's a higher level because it's a spiritual bankruptcy that they have. It's that spiritual war in which we are engaged. It's at that level. We can fight and should fight down here on the physical, but understand that prayer and repentance and asking for guidance up here at the spiritual level, we have to make sure that we do that as well. And I'm saying is, you can't bring, for example, a slingshot. Well, you can't, I suppose, if you're ordained to a gunfight. It's just not going to work. Or you can't attempt to talk to someone about, for example, the injecticide shots. If they don't want to believe any of the evidence presented, if their eyes are closed to the evidence, then how are you going to articulate your ideological or your evidence to these people? It's just not going to work. So they have forced us into this position. By the way, link two is what I was referencing earlier about the judicial candidate nominee in the House, I believe it was a House Judiciary Committee hearing. And this is Amy somebody, I don't know, answering questions about can men get pregnant. And I think it was also about, what is a woman? And again, here we find someone who is unable to define what a woman is. If you're at that level, this is not a policy problem. This is a reality problem, and this is by far a spiritual problem that we are faced with. And there's no talking with these people. I contend that there's no talking with these people. Go ahead and play link two if you can.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
I know silence is not good for radio. I got nothing. You know, they got nothing. They got nothing. So if you're walking around thinking that everything's just fine and dandy, peachy keen, you know, groovy, right? I got nothing. If you think that we can vote our way out of this, if you think that we can talk our way out of this, if you think that we can negotiate our way out of it, ain't happening. And even some of the well-paid politicians were like, wow. But you know what? Does it matter? Because insanity rules the day. Spiritual bankruptcy rules the day. All right. You know, for being a Friday, it's good to have Fridays too, because lending some sanity, perhaps some sanity, is the world's, or Walt Disney World's most wanted man, Austin Brower, with me. And then we have a special treat after Austin. I'm going to sneak somebody else in. Just stay tuned. Shh, don't tell anyone. But I read something, it was yesterday. I read something and I got very concerned. And that's, you know, they're coming, think about the baby formula stuff. Is that by design? And I know some people are trying to blame this on the policies, the free trade policies, or the international trading, President Trump and stuff. But no. Listen, this is by design because, of course, you have breastfeeding mothers that are vaxxed, giving their milk that's really tainted with the injecticide into the babies, and the babies are... You're finding all kinds of problems with the babies, including sterilization. All right. So I'm saying that this is all by design. But I read something yesterday, getting back to the point, was, you know, big pharma, and that used to be the cry of the left, right? Big pharma, big corporations. And now it's just a matter of fact. But big pharma, you think that, and let me ask the listeners and viewers out there, do you think for 1 minute that they are going to allow nutritional supplements, natural supplements? How long do you think they're going to allow that to continue? Go ahead, I'll wait. Think about that for a minute. If a natural supplement can do what big pharma can do for less, how long do you think you'll have to get your supplements? You think that that's coming, that they're going to ban that? I do. Hey, how about gasoline? They say, well, we got to get down to zero carbon emissions. And here's a 10-point plan between the WEF and UN, which I mentioned yesterday. We're just going to make gas unaffordable. And by the way, you're not going to be able to drive your cars on Sunday. We're going to have to lower the speed limit. Remember when that happened back in the 70s? All this is planned. The world, the title of one of the shows, I don't know, whenever it was, all the world is a stage, the psyops that are taking place against us. The fact that the Disinformation Governance Board is on pause, but really it's continuing. Don't believe it's gone. It's just reformatted. But the fact is, we did win by calling attention to it. Now they have to go to Plan B, and Plan Bs are never as good as Plan As, right? So we have to keep fighting. But one of the men in the trenches. And I'm glad he's there, is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. And when I say about nutritional supplements, hey, Health Masters has got the best supplements on the planet. Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And use the promo code HR5 for non-saleable products or products not on sale. That's HR5 For example, Hagman Report 5, the number 5, HR 5. And while you're there, you can listen to their show. Just click on the blue box on the right-hand corner, and you can listen to their shows, current and archived, and be even more informed than you are right now. But definitely stock up on your nutritional supplements. With that, Austin Brower, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm blessed as always. Great to be on the show. And I saw earlier the same topic you were talking about this week as far as with this Ministry of Truth, so to speak, this disinformation board, they put it on pause. And you're exactly right. This isn't something they're just never going to bring up again. What's happened is, and this is a lot to do with stuff like our show and your show and alternative media shows, we blasted this stuff out there. Even when this came out from DHS, you remember because I talked about it in detail, they immediately tried to release the Supreme Court leak about the abortion right after they discussed that Nina Jankowicz was going to be running this disinformation board. And what happened was there was absolute backlash, not just from Republicans or right-wing patriots or whatever they want to call them, not just libertarians. There were even liberals that were actually blasting this, kind of asking, well, where's the line drawn? Now, if we're just going to start arbitrarily picking random TikTok clown queens to start running agencies like the Disinformation Board, who came out blatantly and said she wanted to have the ability to go in and change people's tweets that she didn't like, basically, and other verified users could go in and change other people's tweets. But again, that level of invasion of not only privacy, but violating the First Amendment right and changing things that other people wrote is, quite frankly, it's so far against constitutional values and First Amendment laws and beliefs. It didn't even make sense, the fact that she came out like that. But then we started doing her research and we started finding out who this clown was. And not only was she completely unqualified to even be in any government position, she had been doing all types of weird, sick, vulgar, perverted TikToks and all types of other YouTube videos since 2015 with all types of weirdo songs and Harry Potter and just weird stuff. And we found out real quick what DHS was trying to do. And simply what I personally think is they were again running an algorithm. They were going to see if the United States populace was subdued enough and basically queerified enough that we were going to sit down, shut up, not say anything, and not talk about the truth of what's really going on, and just comply with this new Ministry of Truth. And sure enough, it didn't happen. I mean, there were literally hundreds of memes that were getting sent around with this Nina Jankowicz and people from all across the map that were talking about how unbelievably illegal this was, that now the government's going to get involved in what's determining what's false and what's truth and censoring anything in between on every single platform. So far, grossly illegal. But again, DHS had to attempt it. They're going to attempt this. This is what they always do. This is what tyranny always does. They always come in. They always try to push the narrative, and they see if people comply. This is exactly what happened during the beginning of COVID. Everybody kind of got bamboozled for a couple months. Nobody really knew what was going on. All we kept hearing about was people dying, people dying, people dying. Nobody brought up the fact that a large percentage of people that are actually dying were all extremely obese and had horrible health problems or extremely old. Nor did anybody talk about the fact by midsummer, remdesivir had already been approved under emergency use authorization, and that people were going on remdesivir and then going on ventilators almost right after that because of fluid retention, because the kidneys were shutting down, and then they were dying in the hospital on remdesivir. But of course, they made sure they changed the qualifications so that pretty much anything could be a COVID death if somebody got a PCR swab, which was the whole premise of what COVID was built on, was a fake test that did not have any significant validity once you turn up the replication cycle on it. And that's what they did. They knew it. And so when you start looking at groups like that and the CDC, who just came in and said, oh, by the way, we're going to tell everybody you have to wear masks on planes indefinitely. We're just going to keep saying it now until people stop. We finally had that Florida judge that came in. It actually had some stones and said, okay, no, this is grossly illegal. The CDC does not have this power. These are the same people now that wanted to set up a disinformation board to tell you what was truth and what wasn't truth. And I think that right there got a lot of people's attention and realizing that, hey, we are not being run by a true constitutional republic anymore. We are run, we are being run by essentially a deep state that's doing everything they can to compromise the values and integrity of this country. And that is why it's so important, especially in these midterms coming up, that everybody gets involved with ensuring that we have a true, fair election. Because this last election, we all kind of, because of COVID and because of the mail-in ballots, I think we just kind of let it go. And we saw what happened. You see 2,000 mules. We know the stuff that happened. But again, we still have the bumbling buffoon in office who we can find out now. Half of his 22 million followers on Twitter are completely and totally fake spam bots. They don't even exist, or they're just spam accounts designed to boost up his ratings and put up good trolling and good comments. This is all happening right in front of us. And then we see the shooting that happened last week that, I mean, there's so many strange scenarios with this shooting. I'm not even going to get into that on this show. I mean, we talked about it partially during the week, but a lot of people don't even realize is that last night, Wednesday night, lawmakers in the House passed the Domestic Terrorist Prevention Act of 2022 in a vote of 222 to 203. Meaning there are a whole lot of people in the House that were not okay with this bill. And what's interesting about it is I started laughing when I first heard about this because I said, isn't it already illegal to go shoot people in a grocery store? Oh, yeah, it is. Isn't it already illegal to go run around with a magazine that can actually hold a few bullets in New York? Oh, yeah, of course it is. Isn't it illegal to openly carry an AR-15 in New York? Oh, yeah, of course it is. Isn't it illegal to go shoot somebody because of their skin color? Well, it's already illegal to shoot somebody, but then it's a racist shooting. Oh, yeah. All those things are already illegal and on the books. There's no question about it if those things are wrong. We know they are. But, of course, the Democrats could not wait to get their hands and pass this massive bill that suddenly got written in 3 days after the shooting. Already had it prepared. Wednesday evening, already done. Shooting was Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening. Paper was already ready to go on Wednesday evening, ready to sign, ready to vote on it. And what it is it allows the Department of Homeland Security, FBI, the Justice Department, to establish domestic terrorist team units in which they will create an interagency task force to analyze and combat white supremacy. Well, we already have all of that in place in those departments they already listed. They've already listed white supremacy and domestic terrorism and right-wing terrorism and all these other things by name. They've listed them for years. So what's really in this bill that they just passed last night? Because I haven't been able to find it all yet. I know it's been popping up. I've been trying to go through it today. I've been super busy. Obviously, there's more to this, the fact that they had this bill ready in 3 days, in the cloak of darkness, they voted on it, and now suddenly it's to prevent white supremacy, when in the very fact, every single thing that happened on Saturday was already illegal and on the books, in some cases, multiple times by multiple agencies. So yet, we're just supposed to believe this new bill that the House passed secretly on Wednesday evening suddenly is supposed to stop white supremacy? No, obviously something's going on. Have you heard anything about what's deep in this bill, Doug?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I intend to spend the weekend going through the entire bill itself, because this is, okay, what you said, essentially what you said, we already have laws on the books for hate crimes. We don't have to see. I mean, what else is a murder than a hate crime? All right, you murder somebody because you love them too much? I mean, common sense has to prevail here. So you've got this redundancy, but even worse than a redundancy, you've got this new enemy, I believe, that everyone is trying to push. And that enemy is, of course, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christian conservative, ideologically biased on the conservative side politically and morally, the spiritual Bible-believing gun-toting person. Okay, that's the enemy that is being codified or codified, depending on how you want to pronounce that, by these bills. And they're using DHS to ram this through or to put this through. And you're right. There was really no time for that to be drafted. It's awful interesting. And I know you went through this on your program, folks. Again, healthmasters.com. On the right-hand side, click on the link to the programs. You're going to get hooked on them. I'm telling you, you're going to get hooked on the Ted and Austin Brower Show. But the long answer to this is I'm going to be going through this because there's got to be something different here from an investigative standpoint.
Yeah.
To what point are they looking at us now? And I know that, boy, I probably offend a lot of people by saying, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant or, you know, but you know what? That's what it is. And I'm not going to change my language because you don't like it. Okay. Bugger off because it is what it is. So, but to answer your question, I'm looking at it and I'll have a report on it next week. Go ahead.
Okay, good. No, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go through it as well because I've been trying to pull some stuff up on it. Obviously, like you said, since 9/11, there's already been all types of bills with Homeland Security and domestic terrorism for years now. And it's almost like every single year they come out with some other new domestic terrorist bill that keeps building on each bill, and all they keep doing is violating and investigating law-abiding citizens. We've seen this now with a lot of these laws that were on the books now with these new bills used against the individuals that were protesting January 6, 2021, some of which that are still in custody without pretrial release over a year and a half later now. And so we've seen this now with this indefinite detention of anybody that we deem to be a threat because we deemed it, not that there's facts, not that there's evidence, not that we have any type of proof, but just the fact that we've looked at it now and we deem them to be a threat, so we are now going to detain them. We've watched this now escalate and morph into this monster of a violation of constitutional rights more than I think anybody's ever expected. And so, yeah, I'm going to do some research on it. I encourage everybody else. Do your own investigative journalism on this. I encourage people to do that all the time. Do your own research. Read. I read all the time. I'm always reading. Constantly read and be up on this because there's something nefarious about this. I said the same thing last week when we discussed what was going on with the shooter. I said he got apprehended at like 2:45, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Saturday, most courtrooms that I acknowledge, at least in the state of Florida, are not open. All of a sudden, they had him arraigned, had basically a public defender, and put in a not guilty plea for a first-degree murder charge by 5 or 6 o'clock on Saturday night. I don't know why he wasn't put into holding and they didn't arraign him on Monday like every other person I know that's ever been arrested or during the weekday. Why in the world and how in the world did they arraign him in New York City on Saturday night with a public defender and he didn't just go to standard holding until Monday or go to basically, solitary confinement? I don't know. I found that to be very odd. And now all of a sudden, as of today, to my knowledge, they are doing a grand jury indictment on him already. They already had that lined up in 4 days, already ready to go. This whole thing happened so fast and everything happened so quick with it. But yet when you look at other similar shootings, just like the New York subway shooting with the black man that dropped his credit card and unloaded in the subway on everybody, and the three cameras, the entire subway system that were monitoring that area happened to be down right at that time, you know, suddenly that went completely quiet. Crickets.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nobody said anything about it. It was like it got about a day or two of coverage. They apprehended him, disappeared. Nobody brought up in the entire media. Well, what happened with him? Where's he at now? What was going on with all this? Oh, well, we're not going to talk about that. But look, there's a Buffalo shooter. And I'm not saying that shooting wasn't horrific in New York. And I'm not saying my condolences don't go out to the family because they do, because I feel bad for everybody that was involved in that. But there are a lot of things that did not add up about that entire shooting, including the 180-page manifesto of a college student who basically is pretty well off from what I find. And basically he's gotten from a good family and he's enrolled in college and he drives 3.5 hours away to target this one store and apparently has no tactical training. And when you see the horrific video, he's cutting his corners and slicing the pie when he goes to the supermarket. He's doing mag changes on the fly. He's making sure everybody's pretty much headshots. But yet suddenly he doesn't have any tactical experience that he knows of. And he just suddenly decided to go do this because he's a racist and a, you know, white supremacist and bought an AR-15. Didn't add up, man. Seemed way too much like MK Ultra to me. And one thing you said earlier, and I wanted to bring this up too, about the baby formula. There is 100% guarantee now that there is a concerted effort to not only starve out these young children that are on WIC and basically have been on baby formula, but also too, you mentioned earlier, and I talked about this with a buddy the other day, there's a lot of moms now that are breastfeeding, a lot of which have taken the shot. And they're donating breast milk, which we don't know if this breast milk is contaminated with spike proteins after they get the injection. To my knowledge, they are, but it depends how long it's been since they get the shot. The Representative Kat Kamak, I talked about on our show from Florida, She called this out a week ago that basically a border agent sent her photos that there were pallets of baby formula at the southern border waiting on anticipation for the 250,000 illegals to cross over the border basically the next week when Article 42 goes out. And so they called her out in Daily Mail and a bunch of other media platforms. They said she was totally lying, fake news. Because she flew down there to the southern border and went to multiple storage facilities on the border at the detainment centers and took videos of it and blatantly said that there were literally stockpiles and pallets of baby formula, diapers, wet wipes, and clothing all sitting in warehouses waiting for migrants to basically be distributed to them. And she basically told everybody that she was appalled that everybody said she was lying about this. And here's the video evidence with her in one of the photos, multiple photos, and the videos as well. Now, what's interesting about this, Doug, and this is what I found, is I've had two different listeners send this to me. One listener told me when you go on Amazon in the United States, there's hardly any, like, especially organic baby formula, good baby formula. There's, like, hardly anything. There's, like, 22 listings, half of which are out, or they're very expensive. Then you try to go to other ones, they're still very expensive. If you click on your location on Amazon, I tried this today. You click on Canada, you click you're in Canada, and it takes you to the Canadian Amazon. There's over 10,000 pages, 10,000 listings of organic baby food on the Canadian Amazon, all of which range from anywhere from like $18 to $25 to $40, all in stock all across the board in Canada. Right now, you can go on Amazon and do it yourself. You look at it. But you go in the United States, we suddenly have this massive shortage here. There's a video that just somebody sent me on Instagram that somebody was verifying down from the Dominican Republic. So a lot of people that come up here from the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and Haiti, they have a video in Dominican Republic. Shelves literally stocked full, top to bottom, nothing missing, of baby formula, all new. So they're like, listen, it's a Dominican Republic. We don't have any shortage. We're an island, and we're stocked up on this stuff. We're not short on anything. What is going on with you guys in the United States? Why is everybody clamoring and crying about this stuff? And I went, oh, wow. Well, no, that's definitely a serious problem. There's something very nefarious going on behind the scenes, and for the time being, to try to hold people over, that's why I took photos of the actual formula, the goat's milk formula. I told you last week, I put it on the website, on the front page, for people that need to hold over, because do not give your baby cow's milk. That is not something that's healthy or conducive for healthy digestive whatsoever. But the goat's milk formula we do will work very effectively. I did it a lot when I was younger. Both of my children used it some while my wife was basically working on trying to go back and forth on breastfeeding and keep everything rolling. So again, there's options for this, but there's also something very nefarious going on with this baby formula shortage. And the fact that they're saying that Albert shut down their facility for the last 3 months now because one baby got an infection and died that was using the formula, and they can't even prove if it was due to the formula, but now they've shut down everything and recalled millions of cans out of nowhere. I don't buy that for one single second, Doug. Not when we're seeing the southern border warehouses for the illegals coming in chock full to the ceiling, Canada chock full, Dominican Republic chock full, but suddenly the United States is having shortages because we can't get it in right now. I don't buy it for one bit. There's something very, very sinister going on, whether it's to starve kids out or get their parents to comply, or it's simply just being used as another excuse to try to stress out the American population into complying with something that's coming in the near future. That seems to be something that's going on, Doug.
You know, I'm not a big fan of baby formula, okay? Because when you
when you read
the label, 42.6% corn syrup solids, okay, then does that sound like it's good for you? 14.7% soy protein isolate, 11.5% high oleic safflower oil, and then 10% sugar soy oil. Okay, so, but it's never really about, I have a saying, it's never about the spoon, okay? In other words, it's never about what they say it's about. But so this formula, you get babies hooked on a formula, not breastfeeding, okay, or for whatever reason, and then you take it away, and then you create this artificially created or intentionally created demand for something that really, it's not about the formula. It could be about a number of other things, but in this case it is. So having said all of that, look beyond the item and also, yeah, find alternatives that are healthier, for the baby, for the child. So, and I think that that's, at least if there's a silver cloud to this, that would be the silver cloud, is getting something a lot healthier than this stuff that's unavailable at the moment. One last thing about the Canada stuff. I received an email from someone who attempted to order from Canada, and I don't know, it was formula. And at checkout, it came up, this item is not available for sale in your area. So I don't know what to say about that, meaning the United States. So maybe it's just that one segment or that one item or whatever. But go figure, right? Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about Amazon in Canada. I just know what somebody sent me. It's the same as you do. I don't even like Amazon, so I don't buy anything from them. But I tried that experiment for myself today. And you're exactly right. The formula is the item that they want everybody to focus on. Breastfeeding is absolutely the healthiest option. There's no question about that. I just had a really good customer come here right before the show, and they just had a brand new baby boy last week, and his wife's breastfeeding. He's doing super healthy. And what's interesting about this is he's going to bring me an ampule for the pediatrician. This is interesting. I'm going to tell you this because I did not know this. Every time I've always had people ask me, when the baby's born, do you do the vitamin K shot? My answer is always a resounding no. I've never had a vitamin K shot. My siblings have not had a vitamin K shot. I didn't have a vitamin K shot. My kids never had a vitamin K shot. Why in the world am I going to inject my child with something that I really don't know what's in it for a vitamin K when my wife or the mother is extremely healthy and has been taking prenatals and ultimate D3 with K2? That's the overall question. There's no reason to it. I've always declined it. They say it's for blood clotting. This is primarily why they started doing this, was because most mothers were not taking care of themselves, or they're abusing their bodies, and they're not taking proper prenatal supplementation. And vitamin K was very low, which transferred low levels in the baby, and there can be issues with blood clots in the baby. That's the reason why. But again, if you have a healthy wife and a healthy baby, there's absolutely zero reason. Well, so he declined it at the hospital. And he said it was crazy because he said, you know, his wife had the baby. She's just recovering. They got the baby. And he said, before they even like got everything rolling, the nurse comes over, already has the single-use ampule cracked open, already has the syringe drawn up with vitamin K. And she goes, all right, we're going to give the baby vitamin K. And my buddy took a step back. He's like, no, we're going to decline it. We're going to respectfully decline that we are not going to get the vitamin K shot. And she goes, well, he needs it for blood clotting. He goes, no, we're going to decline it. I don't feel comfortable with this right now. You're standing here trying to intimidate me while you hold a hypodermic needle in your hand. I am telling you no. The wife said no as well. And they said, okay, well, we need you to sign papers you're declining. He said, okay, you got to sign papers you're declining Hep B. He goes, why would Hep B even be a remote possibility? My wife doesn't have Hep B. We've been married for a decade. We're both very healthy. We've already blood tested her. Why would that even be a topic? Oh, the standard protocol we offer is an option. He's like, okay, whatever. Just leave me alone. Let's get out of here. So they got out of there. They went to the pediatrician the week later, which I told them to be careful of that because I told them what they were going to do. They went to the pediatrician. Of course, the pediatrician said, oh, he doesn't have his vitamin K shot. Well, we need to give him the vitamin K shot. And my buddy goes, why? He goes, my wife's taking D3 with K2. The baby's extremely healthy. Why are we going to give him a shot? And the doctor said, well, if you don't want to do the shot, you can give it to him orally. And my buddy's like, okay, well, that's a viable option. I don't want to do it right now, but I like the option you're giving me. And so the doctor says, what do you want? And he goes, yeah. So the doctor gives him the single vial ampule for the vitamin K shot. And he goes, he said it can be used orally or intramuscularly. You can inject it or you can take it orally. It's vitamin K. It's, you know, soluble. And he goes, okay. So he takes it home. He starts doing more research. And of course, he talks to me and I'm like, dude, don't, you're fine. I said, make sure your wife's taking adequate K2 and she's taking her prenatals. You're good to go. Well, what's interesting is, and he's supposed to bring me the vial tomorrow, he showed me a photo of it. On the vial, it shows that it has 100 micrograms, MCGs, of aluminum in it, of aluminum in the vitamin K shot. And he goes, Austin, to my knowledge, the aluminum that they put in normal vaccines is used to basically get an inflammatory response with the vaccine. And he goes, and they say that sometimes the aluminum can be used to partially sterilize it, but why would you put aluminum in a vitamin K shot in a single ampule dose? And I said, I have no idea. I said, that's a lot to 100 micrograms in a newborn baby that was just born. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I'll bring it to you if you want. I said, absolutely, bring it over to me. I said, I've never looked at it before because I've always declined it. And I said, I've never had a doctor give out one. And he goes, this is interesting. People need to know this. Why in the world are they allowing vitamin K to have aluminum added to it when there's no useful purpose? If they're going to add alcohol to it as a sterilant, okay. but why are you using aluminum in basically an injection that's simply for vitamin K? And I said, I don't know. I'm going to do some more research. So again, you start to realize more and more and more why you have to ask questions, and you cannot just blindly believe what people are telling you. Because quite frankly, Doug, the more we're seeing now, all the way from the Ministry of Truth to all these other clowns that we're watching right now, it is crucial that people ask questions. It is your absolute universal American patriotic right to ask questions and question everything. It is your right to say no. It is your right to say yes. Anytime somebody tells you you do not have that right and you simply have to just listen to what somebody tells you to do because they simply know more than you, then you are now handing over your rights to them. And that's just something that there's no useful purpose for that. The same thing, like I have had people emailing me and asking me, well, what about this new avian bird flu that's now going to humans and goes back to birds? What about this smallpox, monkeypox that's coming about now? Now the U.S. is stockpiling monkeypox vaccines. I said it. You said it. We've all said it in alternative media. This COVID narrative isn't gone away yet. The actual aspect of COVID pretty much is dead in the water because everybody's realized it's turned into a complete total farce. But the concept of using a virus or a disease in order to scare people into submission, that aspect of propaganda, very useful fear marketing, is not over yet. They are going to trigger it. I personally think they're going to do something in the fall right before midterms again or the end of the summer to try to prevent people from being able to have a true fair election here in this country. And so that's why it's crucial. I continue to encourage people, make sure you're staying prepared and you're staying ready for anything you need. If you guys need anything from Health Masters, be sure to check us out at the website. And I want to let you know too, Doug, I just rolled it out today. It's going to be in stock tomorrow. The magnesium brain food, the powder formula, tastes so good, but a lot of people have been requesting, especially if they go on trips, they want to be able to have it where they can throw it in like a Ziploc bag. They can pop it while they're on a plane. They can take it while they're on the road and not have to mix water because it helps them out with focusing, and it helps out as far as with anxiety and helps out with muscle relaxation, really helps out with focus. I have now got that formulated in a capsule form now that I put on sale for basically this week for $39.95. I had a lot of demand for the powder. It's my favorite product we have. A lot of people buy it, but I've had a lot of people ask it if they can get it in capsule form simply from a simplistic standpoint because they want the results from it without having to mix it in water while they're on the go. I listen to what everybody wants. I just got it together. We'll have the whole shipment up here tomorrow. So again, I want to encourage everybody, if you're interested in that, be sure to check it out while it's on sale this weekend to kind of give everybody a heads up on it, because that's, again, a huge product we have, and it works so effectively well with the magnesium threonate. I want to give everybody an opportunity to check it out while it's rolling out first thing this week, Doug.
Well, thanks for doing that, because I found that magnesium brain food mixed with coffee really doesn't taste all that great. So, you know, that's me. Okay. So I'm glad you have the capsules and they work. I have to tell you the focus element to that, it works. And you know, I've seen anecdotally, I really can't quantify this, but I've seen this, help people with memory and especially the older set that appear to be in the early stages of Alzheimer's or you know, have that kind of whatever to it, appearance factor to it. So this is good stuff. It really is. And I'm glad they're in capsule form as well. So folks, again, here in the remaining a couple of minutes, do you see a time when you guys might be regulated out of business, or the FDA might come in and say, you know what, we're not going to allow you to, they're going to take you out of the market where you can't get supplements, not just you, but everyone like you.
I think they're going to try to start using things subvertly like they did to get CBD off the market. This is one of the reasons why I think, let me take a step back. This is going to be used primarily through the financial sector. They've already done this with firearm industries and preventing people from being able to use virtual terminals for firearm purchases and a lot of different credit card virtual terminals. This is why we use a virtual terminal that's pretty independent. They haven't had a huge track history of basically suppressing things. This is one of the reasons why I don't have PayPal on my website, even though I do know it's efficient and it's very fast for a lot of people. It's convenient. I appreciate you putting up with a few extra steps to buy from us securely and safely. PayPal is going to be one of the fastest, most effective ways they can shut down supplement manufacturers. A large percentage of the vitamin industry uses PayPal in their virtual terminal because it's so convenient and widely used. I think that's what they're going to start doing at first, exactly what they did with CBD. Well, they did it to everybody. They came in and said, CBD is now basically a regulated substance across state lines because we deem it to have 0.001 milligrams of THC in it. So technically, it has a controlled substance in it. Even though the CBD, even the stuff we carried, there was virtually none in it. It was, again, like that. It was like 0.01% THC. None to even make you really cause to pass a drug or fail a drug test. It didn't matter. People were using it all types of different reasons, and it worked great in some cases if you had a clean, pure, organic one. That's what I think they're going to start doing very slowly in the supplement industry. I think they're going to start trying to censor individuals from being able to talk about stuff, then censor people from being able to buy it and start using the virtual terminals. This is the reason why we don't play around with YouTube anymore. They already pulled us down. This is why we use Global Star. This is why you're independent. The biggest thing to do is try to operate outside of the system, at least in the cleanest system that you can, that will actually work with you. Because as this goes along, that's what I think is going to start happening. So, yes, I think the FDA, they already tried to do it with N-acetylcysteine. They pretty much gave a no answer on the topic. N-acetylcysteine works incredibly well with helping to strengthen the lungs and helping people fight off viruses, including COVID, while they have it. N-acetylcysteine works great. This is what they're going to slowly try to do. But right now, I think what they're going to try to do is create so much disinformation and so many lies. They're going to try to make people have the ability to not even want to take supplements because of how much propaganda is going to be out there, and then slowly start coming in and saying, oh, well, there's been 3 adverse events from somebody taking too much vitamin C and they got diarrhea from it. So we're going to come in now. We got to regulate the vitamin C market. They'll completely ignore that they allowed the drug or a shot like the COVID Pfizer shot to come on the board with over 1 million+ adverse events now, 1.5 million adverse events. They'll ignore that, but then they'll come in and try to regulate some vitamin because a few people got a tummy ache on it. That's what I think they're going to try to do in the future. So that's why I've encouraged people, keep your body healthy, keep your joints healthy, keep your overall body healthy in general. Sharon's coming on here in a little bit. There's also a new formula of hyaluronic acid we've been working on extensively to really help out with joints, lubrication, and viscosity of the joints, because the synovial fluid, as you get older, starts wearing out. And, you know, I raced motocross when I was younger. I was doing jujitsu and karate. I also was in bodybuilding very heavy. My joints need all the help they can get. I know not a lot of other people do as well. So we've been trying to find more alternatives and more natural remedies than people having to go and get knee replacement surgery or having to go on these anti-inflammatory drugs all the time. So she's going to talk about that here in a little bit. But Okay. Yes, Doug, I encourage everybody to stay strong right now and continue to stay prepped.
Austin Brower, always a pleasure to have you on. I appreciate everything you do. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the warning is out there. And we know what we need to do, folks. So do me a favor. Go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com right now, and make sure you take advantage of HR5 and take advantage of all of the items on sale, as well as the coupon code aside from that. So do that now. And while you're there, you can listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Austin, I know that we have to break now for a special guest, and that being Sharon Brower. I appreciate you. I appreciate all you do. I really
Thanks
do.
Much.
All right. Folks, that was Austin Brower. And I'll tell you what, he had a lot of information. That bill that he spoke of, the HR, resolution, or the bill that went through, the DHS bill, stay tuned, because there's something really nefarious about that. That was passed in the dark of night this week. So more on that next week. Again, you know, there's a difference between an inch deep and a mile wide, and then a little bit deeper drill down into a subject. And that's where we want to really get to. But before we get to Sharon, you know, one thing that was mentioned about the baby formula made me think of this. I don't know how many people remember this. Meet the Parents. Look, I'm not a De Niro fan, okay? Actually, the guy's a Muppet. But in fact, all of Hollywood, they're a bunch of, you know, in my view, just a bunch of, you know, they got too much money and too much time on their hands. But this one scene, it made me think of this. Go ahead and play it.
The cat birthed a litter of kittens. Must have been 30 of them. And there was this one little runt, this little sweet little engine that could run, who could, you know, wanted to get up there and couldn't really get access to the teat.
Teat?
Dad.
What have you. I went in and just simply, you know, just into a little saucer. And then took the saucer and fed it to Geppetto. That's what I named him, Geppetto.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Okay, can we change subject, all right. Perhaps?
You get the idea, right? Yeah, I can, in my head, I can envision Buttigieg and his partner. I don't know what made me think of that, right? I'll stop there because there's nothing positive that comes beyond that. All right. Hey, it's Friday. And if it's Friday, you got to be kind of humorous, right? Yeah, that was from Meet the Parents. Credit to that. Okay, whatever. Shut up, Doug. All right. Yeah. No, you shut up. Talking to myself now. Sharon Brewer, healthmasters.com. It's always a pleasure to have. Last week when she was on, this is kind of unique because got a lot of emails saying, hey, you know what? I can relate to what she's talking about. A lot of people saying, hey, come on, man. Get her back on because, number one, what do you have? Are you a misogynist? You don't have any females on. You don't have any women on. But the response was fabulous. So I asked her to come back on. Sharon Brewer, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Go there. Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was cracking up. I thought, I've never had someone come on an intro before and see a movie like that. But you had me cracking up. So, you know, it's a Friday. Like you said, let's laugh. Laughter worketh like a good medicine, and we need more laughter.
I have nipples. Can you milk me, Eric? what do you say to that? But at some point you have to, to me, everything is kind of dark, bleak, and very, very serious. As well, we should approach this with some sobriety, but you have to laugh sometimes. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is, I want to make everything fun. I want to make it entertaining. You know, we tell everybody our show is entertaining, it's educational, entertaining, and enlightening. And I've heard people say, you know, oh, wow, they're laughing, you know, as a couple. Oh, no, they're getting along. You know, we need to laugh more. And I like to make the information that I give informative, but fun. And I've gotten so much response from your show. I didn't expect this much. I apologize for anybody on Instagram that I can't get back with. I don't have the time of the day to just answer everybody, but it's been overwhelming. It's been great. It shows me a need in the area of health and nutrition. I'll fill that need. I'll do the research. I'll do whatever I can. You tell me what you want. But I was going to talk today about the outward part because we're talking about the supplements. And as far as your skin and how you look and all that, that's so important today because I don't know, Doug, you know, women are more like if I feel good, have on a new outfit or something, I seem to be in a better mood, look at things differently. And when you feel better, you look better, you perform better, you enjoy things better. It just all works together. You know, we are three-dimensional. But on the skincare line, believe it or not, the skincare industry, multi-billion-dollar industry, are ripping us off, men and women. Skincare is not just for women anymore. I got just as much response from men from when I was on the show 2 weeks ago than women. And I was really surprised. Men are starting to realize they've got to start taking care of their skin at a young age, not because they want to look soft or, you know, they want to, they don't want to look macho or alpha, but they're realizing that their health is important. The skin cancer is rampant right now. Let's take, you were talking about TV and entertainment, stuff like that. Look at Tommy Lee Jones. You know, guys like to look at pretty women. People like to look at pretty things. People like to look at nice dressed people. I mean, that's what it's all about. But, you know, newsflash, guys, we like to look at nice dressed, nice faced, you know, men, just like men like to look at nice faced women. And men in the past have not done anything as far as taking care of their skin. But like, look at Tommy Lee Jones, movie star. I think he's a great alpha, you know that. But the guy should have done something a long time ago with his skin. He hurts me to look at him. And I know that's horrible to say, but, you know, he's on the big screen. You know, you shouldn't have to go, oh, my gosh, get him off. So as we age, we need to work on that. So I'm going to talk to you real quick today about some things that you can do. And they're mainly internally, because the industry, as far as the cosmetic and skincare industry, make billions of dollars on women and men, making them think they can look younger when the topicals really don't work that well. And I'm going to tell you why, because of the molecules and the way they absorb into the skin. But the most important, excuse me?
No, you know, I'm glad you, by the way, for the people listening and viewing this, this is not about, again, this is not about vanity, okay?
No.
Or being vain or because, I mean, look at me. All right. So, you know, turkey neck and all that. So, but what this is about your health. And I had to see a physician some time ago, and you know, the skin is the biggest organ in the body. And I've got to tell you, you know, when you have like a couple of spots here or there, it's skin cancer, you know, you kind of wish in a sense you might go back in time and take care of yourself. So that's what really this is about. But you're right, too. You're correct as well. If you look like a raisin, all right, and look, I get it, okay? People kind of, there's also that element of, I don't know. I guess there is an element of vanity there.
Approachability.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I mean, it's not only about just outward appearance. It's about the inward health and the outward health, too. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so it's so you can be approachable. So people think, oh, man, let's say you're a Christian and you want to talk to somebody, like, golly, is that how you look? So it's the whole package is what it is. And also, it shows discipline in your life. But again, I am really impressed how men are really, really stepping up to the pump as far as wanting to do good skincare. And you talked about the sunspots, the age spots, whatever you want to call them. I'm going to talk to you today about how that you can help that topically and mainly internally. But the skin, the most important thing are the two components, collagen and elastin. We know that. Those are very important. I'm going to talk about real quick five things that people are doing that are accelerating skin problems, that are accelerating aging, that are accelerating, let's say, wrinkles, fine lines, and really problems with the skin. Number one is smoking. Now, I'm not judging anybody. I'm not preaching condemnation. I'm nothing. That has nothing to do with it. I'm just telling you what it does. What it does is it takes oxygen out of the skin. And people know when you do smoke, you wrinkle up a lot faster. You do age a lot faster, but that's your choice. Another two is we've all had way too much sun exposure. Back when I grew up, sunscreen was not that popular. Now it's very important that when you're in the sun, you do use some type of sunscreen. The UV rays cause collagen to break down more rapidly. So you've got to really watch that, especially as you get older. Also, again, sugar and refined carbs. Those are going to accelerate the aging process as far as the skin goes. Increases the rate of glycogen. It forms compounds, AGEs. These damage nearby proteins in the body, and they also make collagen brittle and weak. That's not something you want. Another thing is excess caffeine. Now, I know a lot of people are big coffee drinkers, but actually excess caffeine slows down wound healing in the process in the skin. So in that case, you might want to back off of it a little bit. Also, excess alcohol. I'm not talking about a cup glass of wine every now and then or beer every now and then. I'm talking about excess. It increases the production of free radicals, which we know, and it also disrupts the absorption of vitamin C, which we're going to talk about later. Collagen is the first thing I want to talk about. It's very underrated and super, super important. And I don't know if many of you realize how important collagen is in the building of collagen. It's an essential protein. We know that. And it's naturally produced by the body with proper nutrients. So today I'm going to talk about the proper nutrients that you can do to increase your collagen levels. It's a major structural component of the skin and connective tissue. You've heard about collagen. People do collagen injections. I don't know Have any of you ever heard about collagen injections and all the procedures you can get? They're a waste of money. Again, it's internally what you're doing to give your body the nutrients and the raw materials to build the collagen and let your body do the work. Also, it contributes to bone strength and muscle structure. Now, Austin talked about the hyaluronic acid that we're working on and researching, and we've got some really good research done. It looks like we're going to be able to get a product in. And why would you take a hyaluronic product? Number one, it helps with the joints. But when I just said that it contributes to bone strength and muscle structure, muscles, bone, and skin all are the same as far as working together. So the components that are going to help your skin, for instance, like hyaluronic acid, are going to help the bones and the joints. So it's almost like a skin joint program, and I'm real excited about it. Collagen levels are healthy, and when the collagen level cells break down, you lose your strong, youthful appearance. That's pretty much the bottom line. The more collagen you have, the more your body is able to produce and maintain, because your body produces it. Collagen makes up about 75% of your skin, the weight. Now, I never realized that. I didn't realize how important it was until I started researching it in depth. You decline the thickness of your skin 7% every 10 years. So every 10 years, you're losing 7% of the as far as the thickness of your skin. How many of you know elderly people, their skin is paper thin and they barely touch it and it tears? This is what I'm talking about. Let's start now developing habits and disciplines in our life so we'd have to deal with it as we go older, because we all are going to get older. I mean, it's just a fact. We don't think we are, but we are. So let's work on it now. Collagen and joint health go hand in hand, like I just said. People get on a good rejuvenating skin supplement program and all of a sudden their joints improve. Now, why is that? Well, because of the synovial fluid that we're going to talk about, which is pretty much hyaluronic acid. And it's another benefit that you get with it. First, you want to start with a really good protein. And we've got several different proteins, but the best protein for skin, hair, and nails is going to be our whey, Fit Food whey protein. It's excellent. Chocolate, vanilla, whichever one you want. It has all the amino acids, and those are critical for maintaining healthy skin. So you've got to have a good protein on a daily basis. These are the compounds that act as building blocks to produce various proteins in the skin. So it's inevitable if you get a good protein, you're going to have results from it. Also, the protein helps hydrate the skin and plump up the skin and protect it. And also the protein, if you have all the amino acids, it's going to help the collagen production and the skin to heal faster, which is, as you get older, it helps. Now, I know, let's see, Austin's in his 30s. He's already noticing a difference. Lana's noticing a difference. She goes, I'm already starting to get wrinkles. Catch it now, guys. You're never too young. It's really good to start as early as you can. The next thing I want to talk about, that was the whey protein. The next thing would be on my list, and it's a very short list, but it's very easy, would be the vitamin C. Now, we've got several vitamin Cs. I take the one with the quercetin. You can take the powder or the capsules, but collagen is vitamin C helps build collagen. It acts as a cofactor for the collagen synthesis. So it's super important from a scientific method as far as entering the body. Vitamin C also increases levels of hyaluronic acid and amino acids. You've got to have that. We want more hyaluronic acid. We've got to take a supplement for it. We've not found one. And we're realizing now, if you get really good results, you're going to have to put a fat with it. Most hyaluronic acids by themselves do not work. Also, vitamin C helps build collagen, like I said earlier, and that's so important. I take it twice a day, with my breakfast and with my dinner. Now, one of my favorite products that we have is called Regeneration. It's amazing. It helps build collagen, elastin, and keratin in the skin. And there's three ingredients I want to talk to you about. And excuse me for reading, but I don't have everything memorized, and I kind of ran out of time today, to be honest with you. Choline, this is real important. It's a macronutrient. It's a member of the B vitamin family, and it's a rubber-like protein, which is essential for keeping skin firm and smooth. Now, if you ask anybody how many people want to have firm and smooth skin, hello. Again, guys look older and more distinguished. The older they get, they look better. That's just a fact. Is it fair? No. Women, we look more older and haggard and all that. But guess what? Age is a number, and we don't have to fall into that. We can be the, we don't have to be the norm. We can show people that we can do it differently. So we don't have to age. We can age gracefully and beautifully, and men can do the same thing and not look haggard and old and wore out. Also, the choline increases antioxidant properties. It helps preserve skin elasticity, and it prevents free radical damage to skin cells. That right there, if that was the only one ingredient in this product, I would say I'm on it. But I love this product. I take one in the morning and one at night. The next thing would be silicon, which is a trace mineral. It's needed for optimal synthesis of collagen. Again, there's that word collagen, guys. I want you to remember that. It improves skin strength and elasticity, that key word again, and it lowers the rate of hair loss. The regeneration is great for hair, skin, and nails. And for some reason, when people start on the regeneration, they notice the first thing, their nails get better and stronger. Then they notice their skin and their hair. So if you get on it, you're probably going to notice your nails first. The third ingredient is B7, which is biotin. Now, I suggest you take B-complex, B5, B6 every day, but the biotin in the regeneration is at the proper level. It aids in nourishing the mucous membrane of the skin, which is super important. Also, it supports production of fatty acids that nourish the skin. Now, I've talked about fatty acids before, essential fatty acids, and yes, I'm going to get into that again today, the good tasting stuff, so I'll save that for last. But the regeneration, I can't say enough about it. Like I say, I take it twice a day. It's really important to develop for having healthy skin. Now, what I want you to do is I want y'all to try this for at least probably 30 to 60 days and see if you get any compliments as far as on your skin when you do this. Because I'm going to tell you a few things at the end that you're going to have to do with it. It's not just taking supplements. There's things that you're going to have to do. Nothing comes easy and everything does take work, but it's worth it. The last thing was the hyaluronic acid, which we're working on an oral absorbable hyaluronic acid. Austin talked about it for the joints. But the skin and the joints are pretty much the same thing as far as when you put products in your body, supplements in your body, they work together. Now, topically, billions are spent on hyaluronic acid for the skin. I'm guilty. How many of you bought hyaluronic acid? Say, I got to have it for my skin. I notice very little, and I know it's super expensive. So finally, I said, I'm done with it. I'll put my own thing together. The topic hyaluronic acid has a high molecular weight, and the molecules are so huge that they can't break through the lower dermis level of the skin, and that's where it needs to be absorbed. That's why you don't get the results. But if you take an oral absorbable one, internally, you start getting results. You work from the inside out. That's what I've always told people. Work from the inside out when it comes to skincare. So initially, the synovial fluid, which is the hyaluronic acid, it lubes the joints, but it also aids the suppleness of the skin. So this product that we're working on and that should be available in about a month or so, it's not only going to help you joint-wise, but it's going to help with your skin. So you get like a double blessing. And I don't know how many of you would like to have that. I mean, my joints are talking to me. I'm not going to quit working out. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going till Jesus takes me home. So I need both. I need it for my joints and I need it. But I've noticed the more I work on internal stuff for my skin, the better my joints feel. That's amazing. But you have to remember that if you go on websites and look at this, they're just bombarding you. You know, you look on something on the website or Instagram, and then they find out, they know how to do the algorithms, and then they go and you start getting bombarded with all these creams and stuff. And I listen to them just like you do. I'm guilty, but I don't buy them anymore because I know they're a lie.
And you bring up a good point here because, you know, a lot of people come for the skin part, but they stay for the joint rejuvenation or joint less pain in the joints. And I got to tell you something, okay? You know, on a personal level, my wife was the same way, and also on a personal level to me, a professional level, I've had companies come to me and say, you know, would you promote this product, meaning this service. I can't name the service or services, but it has to do with, you know, men's problems. For example, male baldness, okay, the hair loss. And I said, no, because there are products that work in that fashion, all right? Yeah. And that's, so you might come for the skincare, but stay for the joints. You might come for the hair, anti-hair loss, but stay for the joint, I don't know even what, relief of pain from painful joints. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and it all works together. You can't really separate them. And Doug, you definitely don't have any hair loss, so that's not a concern.
Oh, God, but right. I got
regenerative helps with hair also, so you're going to get a benefit from that. But you need, as far as things you can do besides the supplements, is eat a diet rich in antioxidants. That's just a no-brainer. Eat a clean diet, as clean as you possibly can today. And then again, yes, I'm going to talk about cod liver oil. Oh, no, not that stinky, smelly, tasting stuff again. Yep. I chug it. Now, I'm not telling you to. I'm not giving you any medical advice or any suggestions, but I do. And I'm not boasting. I get bombarded. People stopping me, asking, what do you do with your skin? What is your skin regimen? I said, you really don't want to know. Go to healthmasters.com or whatever. But it really helps. Essential fatty acids are so important for the skin, but I do it internally. Then I'm going to tell you what to do topically again. But I take that. I take a swig in the morning and a swig at night. Also, sleep. Lack of sleep increases cortisol, which is your stress hormone. You've got to get plenty of sleep. I don't know if you've noticed, if you don't get a lot of sleep, you look really tired and you start wrinkling more. It just all works that way. That's what the cortisol does to you. It breaks what it will have. Actually, lack of sleep breaks down your collagen. And over a period of time, you're going to look really old. Aloe vera. Now, we used to have aloe vera juice. Right now, it's back order. We don't sell it. But you can drink aloe vera juice. I drink it daily. It's great. It actually helps absorb the nutrients when you take your supplements. But I drink it because it has ingredients that's better than water sometimes for skincare products. It helps the collagen and elasticity and moisture retainment. Now, we have a Vive product. It's V-I-V-E, and that's our skincare line. It's very short, very small, very simple. But the first ingredient is aloe vera, because most of your skincare products, the first ingredient is water. It's diluted. It's not going to work. The aloe vera does help, but I'm going to put together something in a minute. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to come back to that. But the Vive aloe vera, it has the aloe vera. It works really well. The next thing is you've got to consume half your body weight in ounces plus more if you can in water. For instance, if you weigh 100 pounds, take half of that. It's 50. You need to drink at least 50 ounces of water a day. Now, I'm going to throw something else in real quick. The other day, I didn't get enough water. I was traveling to Atlanta. We're traveling back from North Carolina. And all of a sudden, I got a leg cramp. And she was on a roll. She was not going to stop. And it was so bad, I almost had to get out of the car. She goes, don't you have any magnesium salt deodorant? I said, yeah. She goes, rub it on. So I reached down on my leg and started rubbing it, and cramps were gone. I keep that in my purse, not just for deodorant, but to rub on if I have leg cramps. Leg cramps also can be helped also if you drink plenty of water. If you get dehydrated, you're probably going to have leg cramps at night or sometime during the day. But you've got to drink water because your skin stays hydrated. It helps plump your skin, and it's so important for every other function in your body. Now, what I want to end with real quick, Doug, is the thing I talked about 2 weeks ago. I got bombarded with this. My husband wants to use this. I want to use this. It seems so simple and so easy. And it's three products that I throw together, and it's my skincare regimen. It's so simple. I wash my face with just a real mild cleanser. And you can get, you know, organic cleanser. And then I use the Vive cleanser on my face. But once I've used the cleanser, then I want to replenish it. And oils seem to replenish my skin since I've gotten older. I've always had dry skin, but I like putting oils, not just creams on my face. So what I do is I just put just a couple drops of the black seed oil in my palm of my hand. And then I get the best frankincense essential oil I can at the best price. I'm not going to pay for a real pricey one. And I put about 3 to 4 drops of frankincense oil in there. And then I add about 3 or 4 squirts of the Vive facial cream. I mix it up real well. I rub my hands together. I dab a little bit on the top of my hands because I want them to look good. I put it on my neck, the décolletage here and down here, and then on my face, and I rub it upward. And in the morning, my face feels like baby skin. I've never had anything work so well, and it's so inexpensive considering it's products I already take, it's products I already have, and it lasts a lot longer. I'm done listening to these commercials about skincare. But what it does when let's see, on the flaxseed oil, okay, what does that do for your skin? It helps with dark spots, diminish those. It helps promote growth of new skin cells. That's real important. And then the Vive, it boosts skin's natural ability for regeneration, improving the skin's elasticity. So it's going to regenerate, and it's going to help with the elasticity. And then the frankincense oil actually promotes regeneration and renewal of new healthy skin cells and the damaged cells. So those three products really work together. So what I've done is I put together a real quick protocol for internal and external. They meet in the middle, and you better hang on because you're going to start getting compliments. But this isn't about vanity today. It's not about skincare. It's not about beauty and all that. It's about men and women realizing now, and I listen to you guys on Instagram. I'm bombarded from all over the world questions, okay? And I have to answer them for Ted and Austin. But I listen to you, and you've been saying, we want more practical stuff. We want stuff that you can talk to us about. We want skincare. We want this and one that. I'm giving it to you in a nutshell. Very simple today. Try it. It will work. Let us know about the hydrolytic acid.
Hang on, before you give out the magical formula, because I want to mention this as well. Guys, pay attention to this, because, hey, if you're a type 2 diabetic, all right, or pre-diabetic, and I know many of you are, don't look at me that way. I know many of you are. So this helps. Believe me, you're going to go through issues with skin, and I'm telling you, this works as well. You're going to feel a lot different. Go ahead. And I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just...
You know. Go right ahead. No, you're right. And that's a good point, Doug, because people do have issues with that.
Yep.
But wouldn't you agree with me, Doug, when you look better, you feel better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got in a fight with my doctor over that. trust me. You don't want to know. He said, man, you look like, you know, and I said, well, so do you. But we got in a, but anyway, yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
But I do. And it's men and women. This isn't just for women anymore, guys. It's for everybody. And it's for younger people. More and more younger people are realizing how important it is to take care of your skin now. You know, they say 40 is the new 30 and all that stuff. I don't know. Age is a number. I don't count anymore. I don't care. All I want to be the best I can be, the healthiest I can be. Because when I'm healthy and I get plenty of sleep and I take my supplements and I do a good skincare regimen, you ain't stopping me. I feel better than I've ever felt before. I have more energy than I've ever had before. I'm just getting better, and I'm better for my family. That way you're more productive in your job, wherever you're doing, your ministry, whatever. And you also are there for your family and your friends and your loved ones. And that's what it's all about, because no matter what they throw at us, and they got a whole list of stuff they're coming down the pipe, Doug, and you know it and I know it, and they're going to be throwing at us. I'm not falling for their garbage. There's another word I could say, but I'm a lady. I'm not going to say it, but I'm not going to fall for it. What I am going to do is I'm going to be prepared mentally, physically, and spiritually. And also I'm going to be armed, and I'm also going to have my health right, my skin right, and everything else. So just use wisdom. I hope it's helped you today.
So we have a minute left, and I apologize. It goes so fast when you're on. So what's the formula again?
For the facial oil, for the facial skincare, is that what you want
yes.
to talk about?
Yeah, just very yes. quickly.
Three drops of the flaxseed oil, okay? Or just to pour a little bit in the palm of your hand, 3 to 4 drops of the frankincense essential oil. And give this to your wife too.
Okay.
And then 3 to 4 squirts of the Vive facial cream. Mix it in your hands. Rub it a little bit on the top of your forehand, the top of your hand, and then rub it upward on your face, your neck, and your lower chest area. And you may already have these products in your home, and you can do it tonight. But it's a challenge. Try it. Let me know what you think about it, guys.
I love it, man.
I want you to try it too.
I'll tell you what, folks. You know, some real some real good information as to taking care of yourself. And I'll tell you what, I'm old enough to know that if you don't take care of yourself when you're young, it's going to suck when you get old. I'm telling you, it is. Sharon Brower, healthmasters.com. Thank you so much for coming back and giving us that information. Really appreciate you and appreciate all that you do. Really do.
Thank you so much, right, Doug.
Folks, that'll do it for us this weekend. Hey, what a week, right? Ain't tough for another week coming up. Thank you for your belief, your trust in us. Remember, let's see, Satellite Phone Store, Bivy Stick, Health Masters. Have a good night.